Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Brown Girl Rising-ish, the podcast where we unpack the brown girl experience with equal parts spice, sass, and soul. I'm your host, AJ, your resident chai-sipping, eyebrow-threading, auntie-dodging brown girl. And today we're talking about what it really means to be a brown girl in a world that thinks turmeric is a personality trait. Let's start with the essentials. If you're a brown girl, chances are you've got a stash of coconut oil that could lubricate a small engine, a mom who thinks Vicks VapoRub cures heartbreak, at least one relative who asks, Beta, why are you so dark now, like you just committed a felony? And don't forget the pressure to be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, because apparently creativity is a Western disease. Being a brown girl means living under 24/7 auntie surveillance. You walk into a family party and suddenly it's like, AJ, you've gained weight. AJ, you've lost too much weight. AJ, why are you wearing ripped jeans? Are you poor? Ma'am, I'm just trying to survive the patriarchy and find a good concealer. Let me live. Also, can we talk about how we were taught that fair skin equals success? Like, sorry, I didn't come out looking like a Bollywood filter. I'm melanin rich and emotionally unavailable. Deal with it. Being a brown girl is like playing identity twister. At home, you're expected to be the perfect daughter, cooking, praying, and not talking back. Outside, you're supposed to be chill, cool, and somehow know how to twerk. I once tried twerking at a wedding, and my auntie thought I was having a seizure. And don't get me started on dating. You want to date someone? Cool. Just make sure he's from the same caste, has a PhD, owns property, and is approved by your grandma who still thinks Wi-Fi is witchcraft. To all my brown girls out there, you are a walking masterpiece. You are a reason glitter exists. You are the drama, the spice, and the main character. So next time someone tells you you're too much, just smile and say, I'm not too much, you're just not enough. Wear your jhumkas like armor. Dance like no auntie is watching. And remember, if they can't handle your biryani level intensity, they don't deserve a seat at your thali. Thanks for tuning in to Brown Girl Rising-ish. If you cried, laughed, or felt personally attacked by an auntie today, share this episode with your favorite brown girl. And remember, life's too short to be subtle. Be loud, be proud, and always carry snacks in your purse. Catch you next time, queen. Stay spicy.